Artist Preston Jackson is still raising funds for his campaign to create 3 busts of the late civil rights leader C.T. Vivian for Peoria, Macomb, and Atlanta, Georgia. WCBU's Tim Shelley caught up with him to talk about the Vivian sculptures, as well as his new exhibit at the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
Well, we're building this statue. We're building this C.T. Vivian, you know, to honor a great man. And, you know, he was a visitor to my studio, and we had, you know, quite the contact. You know, we enjoyed each other's company, but me in particular, because, you know, I was in a place with a man who had not only suffered a lot, but gave a lot. And we see the results of his giving, especially his philosophy, non-violent kind of involvement. And at the same time, the war was won. It worked. But we're doing 3 statues, one for Macomb, Illinois. That's the first one. One for Peoria, Illinois, and then a third one for Atlanta.
I guess, really, can you just describe a little bit about the statues? Are you making 3 copies of the same statue, or will they all look different?
Oh, no, 3 copies of the same, yeah. But if you look closely, there could be a little bit of tweaking going on, whereas maybe a hand gesture or something, or a tie, or not a tie, or something on them. But I am working on 3, basically the same.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Well, was there anything else you wanted to add or that you would like our listeners to know about?
Well, to let them know that, you know, with the help of people like Marshall Svensson in Chicago, True Form Foundry, he made it happen, you know. We had a little problem getting it off the ground, you know, here in Peoria, but Marshall came through for us, and Facebook, you know, we raised a lot. And so a lot of people here in Peoria have contributed through Facebook. So, you know, they made it happen also.
And you're delivering something to the Peoria Riverfront Museum. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
John Morris, you know, and Bill Conyers, we got together 2 years ago or so and decided to revive Bronzeville to Harlem. And I went all the way. I decided not just to revive it, but to make it better and to change the name. John suggested a wonderful name, Bronzeville to Harlem, An American Story. And I thought that was quite befitting. Think of the first Bronzeville to Harlem some 20 years ago. It has doubled, twice the size. That's saying a lot. People who will visit this, you're going to be in for a treat. They have put a lot into it. And so I'm very grateful and thankful of that. Their being connected to the Smithsonian Museum will help it as far as getting exposure. But the most important thing is that it's an American story. It involves the soldiers, African-American soldiers that took part in all the wars. These are the unsung heroes. But we see the Tuskegee Airmen, and we see all the double V soldiers, victory overseas and victory here in the United States. We see them marching with their flags waving and down Fifth Avenue and in Harlem. And we see scenes such as War Chapel Church. And they're pretty good size. I mean, you'll enjoy them.
That's artist Preston Jackson talking to WCBU's Tim Shelley. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org.